Very shortly, just before the calling of our guest speaker, we all know why we have come. Many of us have traveled from very far. And Allah Tabarak Ta'ala rewards people or treats people as man thinks of his creator. أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي. How man thinks of Allah Tabarak Ta'ala, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala treats man. On that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained that whatever intention man makes, his intentions could be reaching the heavens, but Allah Tabarak Ta'ala is the creator of the heavens. How high your intentions are, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala will give so much. A man who has a small intention will be given so, and a father who has a very, the small child will want a toy, so the father will give him a toy. The wife, she will want a gold bracelet, the husband will get her that day. And the son will want a lot of money, if the father can, he will, according to the desire of the person, the thing will be fulfilled. Our intention must be reaching the sky and beyond the skies. And that is that to become Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Dawan Barakatuh says that the doors of Nubuwa have now closed. So no one can ever become a Nabi. But under that, whatever levels they are, Allah Ta'ala has left it open to be grabbed. So if we look at ourselves and we say, where will I reach it? We will never reach it. And if we have to look at the Qudrat of Allah, that Allah can do as He wants, then with that intention that, oh Allah, I want to become the closest that there ever has been, which is possible for a man, not a Nabi. So those levels of Siddiqiyat which are allowed for man, oh Allah, take me today, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala will take. So one, our intention should be very high. We will be sitting in the masjid, make the intention for i'tikaf, make the intention that we want to benefit from the company of the pious, and from the company, the suhbah of the angels that are around us. Finally, our intention must be what the name of the jalsa was called, an islahi jalsa. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana has explained very beautifully that islah is something that we all need but we don't know we need it. It is the meaning that your car is not moving properly. So you go to the man who fixes up a car. Or your body is not working properly, so you go to the doctor. When we're sitting on the outside waiting for the appointment, no one says, I have come here to listen to a lecture. Or I have come to hear what the doctor got to say. I haven't come to hear, I haven't come to learn. When you ask that man, why are you here? He said, I'm searching for a cure. When he goes to the doctor, he's desirous if only the doctor can hit on that disease. If we can understand that we are living with bombs within us, and if it blows before time and Allah Tabarak Ta'ala is not kind, then we will destroy this world and the year after. So with that desire that the man in front is going to give a cure, hopefully it could be the cure for my physical, spiritual illnesses, then Allah Tabarak Ta'ala will open up a lot. Inshallah, we will call our guest speaker, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ghulam Sahib from Zijia. Hazrat Maulana, I spent a lot of time in the company of Hazrat Shah Maulana Muhammad Masihullah Rahimullah of Jalalabad. Thereafter, Hazrat took death to our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, and Hazrat was blessed with Khilafat also.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أتباعه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر ما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون عن عقبہ بن عامر رضی اللہ عنہ قال لقيت رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فابدعته فقلت يا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ما نجاة المؤمن الحديث. We've heard another version of this hadith before reported by Imam Tirmizi رحمت اللہ علیہ. The one that I've quoted, a part of which I have quoted, is reported by Imam Ahmad rahmatullah alayhi in Musnad Ahmad. But before I translate the ayat or I try to explain this beautiful hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is the claim of a mashayikh, a proof of the Khanqah, As my Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali always say, ye kham khan ka khamukha ke liye nahi hai. Ye khamukha ke liye nahi hai. Can you imagine great persons like Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Ali, such great persons risking the akhirat by bringing about an innovation in deen to destroy the akhirat. Can we imagine such a thing? It's impossible. Yet nonetheless, so this hadith, I hope we can understand that without Islah, there is no deen. Without Islah, there is no deen. Then before I go on to that, the speaker spoke about our goals. On that, a waqia came to mind, I thought I would first mention that waqia to you. He said, the higher your goal, the greater your results. So what should be our goal? Our goal should be Allah Himself. It should be Allah Himself. Wala Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned this in his majlis, and my Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was fortunate to be for a long time in his company in majlis, heard it and he passed it on to us, and I will try to pass it on to you, inshallah. Harun Rashid was the great Khalifa of this ummah, one of the great kings that lived in the past. And as you know, these kings have moods. They have moods. One day he went into a mood and he announced, is there someone who wants anything, he must ask for it now. If you want something, ask for it now. And normally, by these powerful, influential and wealthy persons, you find people who gather, who are looking for their personal gains. That's why Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi would always say to us, Aaj dost kahan? Aaj? Dost, kahan, bacho, 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 bacho. Behal, Harun Rashid had all his courtiers with him, and this was an opportunity for them. They began to ask, I want that orchard, one person says, I want that horse, the other person says, I want that property, I want that village. And he kept to his word, he kept dishing out. Eventually when he finished everyone in there, he looks up at his slave girl that was standing behind him. He says, what about you? She says, Your Majesty, will I really get what I will request? She says, there's proof. I made the announcement. People asked, and whatever they asked, without me cutting anything off their request, I gave them as they asked. What else do you want? What else do you want? She repeats the question, will I really get it? He says, well, how must I explain to you? I will give it to you. Eventually she puts her hand on his shoulder. She puts her hand on his shoulder. She says, I want Harun Rashid. I want Harun Rashid. He was but taken aback. He says, what will you do with me? That's what you call intelligence. And a mu'min is supposed to be very, very intelligent. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also defined who is an intelligent person, a person who watches his nafs and he prepares for the akhirat. He realizes Johannesburg International Airport is not my home. And some of us were blinded by material things. They say, Dubai, you must see the airport there. They go to Dubai, but he still realizes, I must rest time, my flight is at a certain time. I cannot go and do as I wish here. I will have to stick to the rules of this flight that the company that's flying me. I must be here 2 hours or 1 hour before checking time, etc. Otherwise, I can miss my flight. I can miss my flight. وَأَمِنْ لَا لِمَا بَعَدَ الْمَوْتِ That was called a تَيِّس. an intelligent person, and a mu'min is a kayyis. And Mawlana Thani rahmatullah alayhi says, this mu'min, as long as he keeps away from sin. Now what is sin? Sin is not only zina. Sin is not only drinking alcohol. There are many worse sins than this. For example, in the olden days, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, in the Bani Israel, in a certain community, there were two people totally opposite. One extremely pious man, well known for his piety, and a rotter that everyone knew that this fellow does nothing good. One day, this Hazrat is sitting at his point somewhere in the town, and this rotter, as we would understand, as we nowadays, you know, refer to them, unfortunately, that tongue that calls another Muslim rotter is rotten. That man cannot be a salik. He cannot move towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The roads for him towards Allah are closed. They are barricaded by his own a'mal. Until a man does not regard himself as the lowest of all creation, the roads will never open up. Will never open up. Which in technical terms, you'd call fana'iyat. Thani rahmatullah says, is tariq mein pehla qadam hi fana hai. Baaz kehte hai fana akhir mein, wa hum kehte hai pehla qadam hi fana hai. Jab tak aadmi fana nahi hota hai, kahin pahunchega nahi. Kisi bulandi tak pahunch nahi sakta hai. Girta rahega. Yahan tak ke wo khinzir aur kutte se battar ban jata hai, as in the word of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Apne aap ko mitao. Bahar. So a mu'min, when he gives up sin, all types of sin, and the most dangerous sin is apne aap ko kuch samajna. That is the worst thing. That was the first sin committed by Iblis. He did not make sajda, but the driving force was, I am a better man, that's why I am not going to make sajda. So it was not the first sin, was not the refusal to make sajda. Because he regarded himself as better, he refused to make sajda. So apne aap ko kuch samajna is the worst sin. And unfortunately, MashaAllah, he writes to his sheikh, ab toh main jo hai, TV nahi dekhta hoon, bahut achha kiya. MashaAllah, raat ko tahajjud ada karta hoon, MashaAllah. Maamulat chhootte nahi, MashaAllah. Magar ek baat chhootti nahi, ab dikhata bhi nahi. Apne aap ko bahut bada samajhta hai. When he comes in the masjid, expects others to make salam to him. If someone points a mistake out to him, he becomes angry. I've got my own teachers to teach you, as happened to me once. There was a person, he used to come even to my talks after Isha, and he was a good worker of deen. One day he came for Jamaat and he stood next to me in Maghrib Namaz. Because he used to attend my bayan, so I thought the man is really wanting to learn and has some confidence in me. He had his hands, which is a common problem, I'd rather show it to you. When people stand before joining the namaz, the muazzin, the mukabbir is saying the iqama, they fold their hands, which is not a light act. It may not be a sin. Then we are not looking at only sins. We are looking at the best way to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best way. You know, when a person is hungry, he comes to a town, what he asks the people, which is the best restaurant here? But you only need a piece of bread and something to drink. Why the best restaurant now? When you come in the masjid, don't want you look for the best namaz? And Nabi says, your namaz must be the best. It must be the best. Don't you know the hadith of the Arabi? when he came to the masjid, he comes and makes tahiyatul masjid on one side, and he comes to meet Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the lover of this ummah. وَبِالْ مُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمِ I keep saying to my friends, this ayat, these bidatis read, the muazzin reads it, but the small khutbah, he takes a stick, I don't know, they're still doing it. My days are here, they take the stick, and the muazzin reads, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ Wallahi, a beautiful ayat, but it's misplaced there. We need to make it our wird. We need to make it our wird. Allah takes a qasam. Wherever you see in the Quran, laqad, it is jawab al-qasam. Allah is speaking under oath. He's speaking under oath that a Nabi has come who has feelings like you. He's got sexual urges like you. He feels cold. He feels hot. Don't you know how he used to shiver in winter after making wuzu? Don't you know the Sahaba that knew he's feeling thirsty, they should go to a particular well far from Medina to get water which was cooler than the water of other wells in the area. Don't you know all these things? Don't you know when Allah Ta'ala asked him that you must be fair and equal to all your wives, he thought I failed. Why? He found that his heart was much more inclined to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, a woman, a young woman. I'm using terms purposely. A young woman. You know when you say, by niche jo jo man sa jawani se na hu karunga tamhe da dua thai gela che shaitan comes and makes an idiot of us. He makes an idiot of us. We need to make this ayat a wazifa for us. لَقَدْ جَعَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ He is like you. He has the same feelings like you. But his concern is different to you. Your concerns are satisfying my nafs. His concern is to save you from falling prey to your nafs and iblis. Not only we, every human being. Azizun alayhi ma anittum. All makhluk, insan and jinn, he does not want us to be harmed in any way. And obviously, the real harm is the harm of the akhirat. That is his approach to makhluk. Then from amongst all mankind and jinnkind, وَبِالْ مُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ There must have many ulama here. The ayat, the words have been turned around. Why? To lay stress. And as far as his ummah is concerned, he's prepared to die for us. وَبِالْ مُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمِ Haven't you heard he spent nights reading just one ayat sometime in his namaz? Crying? Haven't you heard all these things? Why he did that? Don't you know on the day of judgment, which will be his day of honor? He knows that it is my day of honor, but he says, I will not take my honor until my ummah is honored. Until my ummah is not honored, they are waiting for hisab to start. All the Anbiya are frightened. But he's got a fear that my ummah must not be disgraced. He falls in sajda. Ya Rabbi, ummati, ummati, ummati. We need to make this ayat our wazifa. Remember, when you will understand how much he loves you, then you will consider him too. When you know your father loves you so much, then you feel ashamed to do something wrong in front of your father. You want to make your father happy. He does so much for me. Your mother tells you, Tara baap tara aapu karto che. Zindagi deto che. Then you feel ashamed. No, man, I must put myself. Nabi Sasa has done so much for us. We need to do this. Anyway, she taps him on the shoulder and she says, I want you. He's saying, to the back, what will you do with me? What an intelligent woman. She says, when I've got Harun Rashid, I've got everything. The kingdom of Harun Rashid belongs to me then, because he belongs to me. وَرِضْوَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. So whatever we do, we must do it for gaining Allah Ta'ala's rida. And obviously, when you're inviting someone, you want to make him happy, then you make sure that on the table you have got those goodies that he enjoys. Now like me, I don't like paya. I don't like odiri. Now if you invite me and you put it in front of me, I'll start vomiting. I say, I'll never come back to eat at this person's house. I will never come to this person's house. So in the same manner, we want Allah Ta'ala, we must put into our systems things that my Allah loves. What He will love. That's why when that Arabi came, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted him to read the namaz in the best manner. He's read a namaz, but I want to read it in the best manner. He said to him, what? Go back. Salli fa'innaka lam tusalli. Hadith is mashhur. But can you read the feelings of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hadith? We say there is no atadal, waghaira, waghaira, whatever. It's all in place. But the main thing is, my ummati, look at the namaz he read. I don't want my ummat to read namaz in this manner. And then he goes on to say what? Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Read your namaz and then that you see me performing namaz. Can you imagine Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam dropping any of the mustahibbat of his namaz? Can you imagine? None of us can. And he does not want anyone of us to drop it also. Hazrat Khaja Muhyiddin Chishti Rahmatullah Alayhi, he's one of the imams of Suluk of Tasawuf, the Chishtiya grouping, which we basically follow, though we take back in all four mazhabs, but we mainly follow the Chishtiya Silsila. My Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned this waqiyah. It was a cold, wintry night. It wasn't like us, you know, you go there, this one has got red marking, it's a hot water, so you put here the water comes, and you enjoy yourself, use it as a heater also sometimes, and prepare your jahannam. Bahral, those were days, they didn't have matches too. They had to use flint stones. They rub the stones and get the flesh and they make the fire. I'm giving you a background to the scene at that time. It's cold night. He's finished his namaz. And remember, the Ahlullah, they spend some time after Isha making ibadat. They follow the mustahab tariqah which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to do. My friends, don't follow the systems that you see in the dunya today. All rushing to have Isha namaz is awwal waqt. In most cases, they've got a very nasty motive behind it. They want to do things that are against the deen after Isha namaz. The mustahab is that you delay to the ending of the first third of the night. Why? The night is reserved for my Allah and my body. And if I have a wife, for my wife. The night is reserved for my Allah, myself, and if I have a wife. He is to delay his namaz. So we must accept that Sheikh Saab must have delayed his namaz. They made the namaz a bit late and he went to sleep. And those days they were not like us. Aaj mufti kitla namaz wajib chhe. Which is wajib, which is farz. The four sunnahs before asar, is it necessary? Astaghfirullah. And ummati saying, which my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loves so much, is that necessary? What a horrible approach. Bahrhal, we people are khankahis here. That's why speaking this manner, the fatwas are in their place. But remember, when you hold on to fatwas, and this human nature is such that it likes to keep cutting. It likes to keep cutting. There will come a time, now you are not making your sunnah the ghair muakkada. You are making muakkada, then you will find a fatwa to drop your muakkada too. There will come a time that you will find a problem with the witr namaz too. Eventually, you'll find a problem with the whole deen. Behrang. Sheikh Muhyiddin Chishti, rahmatullahi, goes to sleep. He goes to sleep. He has the honor of seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream. And we all know, whoever sees Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream, he has not mistaken him for anyone. He's definitely, it's man ra'ani fil manami, faqad ra'ani, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. And what does Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell him? How does he address him? He says, mujhse muhabbat ka dawa. You claim to be my lover. Which of us here does not claim to be the lover of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Every one of us, and we do love him. But then you have loves of different stages. He says, you love me, you claim to love me, but how come you drop the khilal of your, one report the beard, and the one report is the khilal of his toes. Ask any mufti, if he did not do that, there's nothing wrong, there's no karahat in your wuzu. There's no karahat. As far as fatwa is concerned. But because he was such a lover of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not tolerate this miss of his. This leaving out of his. And he did it unintentionally. He wanted him to use this mistake to come closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From here we get an answer to how did Adam alayhi salatu wasalam make that mistake. Allah himself says, فَنَسِ عَدَمَا وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ عَزْمًا. One of the secrets behind that is that Allah wanted him closer than what he was already in Jannat. Raaz ek isme ye hai. Kyunki Allah Ta'ala ne unko khud rulaya. Galti bagair kaise rote? Kaise rote? How would you have cried? Ki Allah ko unse pyar tha, rulaya, phir rone ke baad kaha, achha miyan, ye par, ye dua karo, fatalaqad rabbi kalimatin fataba ali. Aur apne seene se laga liya. Aur apne seene se laga liya. He took him closer to him. He was close in Jannat, but Allah said, Adam, aur bhi kareeb aa ja. Behal. So Allah Ta'ala had Shaykh Muhyiddin Chishti rahmatullah closer. He made him accidentally miss a mustahab, which does not even make your wuzu makruh. But the lover, you ask him when something he misses, how it hurts him. You know, the Shaykh came into town. He loves his Shaykh. He wasn't informed. Shaykh went away. You know how he will cry. But that's not first to meet your Shaykh. We all know that. But you don't know how much he loves his Shaykh. My Nabi's wuzu, I miss the khilal. It hurt him so much. He says, no, I will not bear the thought that I made an namaz without a sunnah of my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He gets up. Remember, it's a giant of tasawuf, Mawlana Thani rahmatullah alayh, the mujaddid of the time, who has mentioned this waqia. It is a true teacher of deen, a mufti of his time, a man, no one can question his ilm. He mentioned his waqia. He says he gets up. He makes preparation for wudu. Makes his wudu. Repeats his Isha namaz. Repeats his Isha namaz. And thereafter, according to one report, the Sahih report, he says, for 6 months he made daily Salatul Tawbah. How could I have missed the sunnah of my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And one report is for a whole year he did such a thing. So I was saying we must make that our wazifa. Then inshallah ta'ala, in love, anything is possible. In fact, everything is merry. In love, a man gives his life for his daughter. He gives it for his wife. He gives it even for his girlfriend too. You go to Nelspeth, I think many years ago, though it's not the right thing for us to do, we had the river they've got a podium on there. Many years ago, I was still quite young, about 30 years ago. That a man jumped into the river because he couldn't marry a girl. There are, Shaykh Sadi rahmatullah alayhi explaining this level of love, which is very, very a sorry state in the ummah. He was going in some direction, he came to a place, he saw a crowd milling around a person. He looked, he saw a person lying dead on the ground. He asked him, what's happened? He says, this person's heart is broken, was broken. The girl that he wished to marry, she refused to marry him, so he jumped from the roof and he committed suicide. Oh, such a thing happened. There were stairways nearby. Sheikh Saab goes, Sheikh Sadi Rahim goes up, 1, 2, 3, 4, she stays up and jumps down. The people look at him, what's happening? He said, Ishq Sadi ta bazano. So I'm also one who claims to be loving Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when it comes to my personal, physical needs, interests, material interests, social interests, ke ni jaahu to purohi gussa thai jaye, bahut gussa thai jaye. So what he does, like the ulama Bani Israel, I'm speaking very openly, we are here to try and sort our follies and blunders. Says, in the wedding day is going to be a lot of wrong. So ek beta jaldi chala jaao, ghar chala jaao, we'll go home and we'll give the girl the present. You are taking part in it. Man ghab anha waradi anha kaman shahidaha. Isn't it? Hadith Sharif. Even you keep out of that majlis of that wedding or whatever function it is, but you are happy with the system that they are going, because you are giving a present to them. They going like bohar Allah barakat diye nem kare tem kare. Can Allah hidayat diye ne? That dawa he doesn't make. Allah barakat diye nek poiram ale nem tem. But hidayat diye, that he doesn't talk about it. Behral, the need is for us to raise that love, and that is why the Khanqah has come about. People, due to the lack of knowledge and limited knowledge, they say, this is a bid'ah. Where does it come from? We say it comes from the Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It comes from there. You forced us to keep it apart. You forced us to put it apart. As the days went, there was ta'aleem but minus Islah. Students were taken in, whether his beard was small or not, whether he made his fajr namaz or not, the ustad is not concerned. Do you know, one day Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was on the minbar giving khutbah, and Usman radiallahu ta'ala walks in, and he straightway asked him, you come now, al-an, you coming now. He doesn't feel annoyed too, gives a reason, I had to get myself sorted out. According to one riwayat, that he only had one set of clothing, he had to make it clean and come, Usman al-Ghani. And when he was involved in some other work, so he could not make it in time. So I made wuzu quickly and I came. I said, yes, you all make wuzu and come for Jummah. If there was a Nabi, it would have been Umar radiallahu ta'ala. It would have been him. Who said that? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is checking on Hazrat Usman and he says, you make wuzu and come for Jummah. Ask a Mufti, today if you make wuzu and come, is that wrong? He said, nothing wrong with that. But they had a different approach to deen. They had a different, and that is what we people, the Khanqah, must have. We must want to do it the best way. My time may not allow, but inshallah I can quickly stand go over the whole thing. Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, one day I met Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I made salam fa'abda'atuhu, I made salam first, which should be the work of every salik. He must try to make salam to his fellow Muslim before he makes salam to me. I must accept him as a senior. When you meet your ustad, what do? You make salam first. You don't wait for your ustad. Why? My ustad is my senior. So he is your junior, you wait for him to make salam for you. Look at the motive. You wait for him to make salam, so he's your junior, he must make salam to you first. Which is a sign of pride. It's sign of pride. Behran, I had such an open relationship, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I took his hand. وَخَزْتُ بِيَدِهِ I took his hand. That's another teaching, is that you and your sheikh, there must be an open relationship. There must be munasibat. بِيْتَكَلُّفِ Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam created this بِيْتَكَلُّفِ the Sahaba. To such an extent, he was sitting in a gathering where he was not doing khutbah or explaining wahi to them. An outsider came and he looked at the gathering. He would ask them, Man Muhammadun minkum, fikum. Who is Muhammad amongst you? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was so informal. But he was not informal to the extent that he was rude. Well, Khani Rahmatullah explaining this, he said, when someone pointed that person who is leaning, Hada Rajul Muttaqiu, the person that is leaning, he explained, it's unimaginable that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should be sitting with his back against the wall, relaxing amongst people, because he regarded himself as a ghulam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he should sit to eat, he said, I like to eat like a slave. I like to eat like a slave. A slave, he appreciates the food, is in front of him, he's sitting over the food, he's not resting against the back of the chair and eating. All these things show us what is true deen. I'm not saying the others to sit on tables haram, but the way to reach Allah Ta'ala in a very fast and a very certain way is the step to step Ada of Rasulullah some tariqah, whether it be a farz, be it a wajib, be it a sunnah, the muqaddah, or mustahab. Every one of them you must try and hold on to them. Behal, so Rasulullah and him, as you say, good friends. Yes, I'm Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, never called his followers murid, he called them dost. Someone asked him about how his discourses must be addressed. What he said? Doston ke liye. For friends. Aur kyun nahi? Al mu'minun aminatu. Uske baad kya hai? Awliyahu. Isn't it? Mu'minin are friends unto each other. So Shaykh bhi mu'min, murid bhi mu'min. So Shaykh aur murid kya hai? Ek dusre ke dost. Who was Abu Bakr Siddiq? Also Nabi. He was not a Nabi. But he was such a man that Rasulullah said, I would have made him my bosom friend. لَتَخَصُهُ خَلِيلًا I would have made him my bosom friend. That was the approach of Rasulullah and that is what is the, and should be the approach of the mashayikh of our time. The approach to the murid must be like Rasulullah وَبِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمِ Then I asked Rasulullah some Ma Najatul Mu'min. He heard so much about the fitnas of the nafs, the mischief making of the shaitan. He asked himself, how can a Muslim save himself from mischief of his nafs and the shaitan? What is done in the khanqah? The khanqah, they only work on your nafs. They work on your nafs. I'm not talking of those pay-to-peers that have you come on Thursdays and some special day and they have a urs. I'm not talking of them. Those that are really concerned with the deen, they gather you to try and make you conscious that you have a nafs, and the nafs is not attended, it is nafs ammara. And the nafs ammara's habit is to only give bad advice. I don't want my murid to be trapped by this ammara's mischief making. That's why he takes the salikin and sits with him, the khanqa, he makes the islah. He helps them along. So he gave him, he's a muqtadi now. So ittida'i tells him, ihris ala lisanik. The other hadith is amlik ala lisanik. Alayka lisanak. He says, keep a control on your tongue. The tongue is the crucial thing in our life. It can bring about iman too. When a man accepts Allah as one, Rasulullah one, it is not sufficient until he says so, he declares it with his tongue. And the same tongue, if he utters a word of kufr, that iman of his can be cancelled. So the most important thing is your tongue. Watch your tongue. Don't let it start wagging like a dog. Whether the master hits it or he feeds it, he keeps wagging his tail and pushing his tongue out. Behral, one, watch your tongue. Well, yasa'atka baytuk, you are a muqtadi. Your nafs needs to be put into quarantine. Medically speaking, if a man's got a sickness which is very serious, they put him in quarantine. They don't let him stay with other persons because he's a danger to society. He's a danger to society. So he says, you must sit at home. وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكَ. You must sit at home. So if you can't make it at home, then you sit in the khanqah of your sheikh. And remember, nowadays, my friends, shaitan has gone past this arrangement of وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكَ. He gave you a cell phone. You go in the khanqah, Hazrat has his itikaf in Ramadan, that Hazrat has his itikaf. I'm not saying he's wrong. The sheikh himself has good intentions. But if munafiqeen come sit in majlis like Abdullah, waghaira, waghaira, that's no fault of the sheikh. Now he's given you the cell phone, you put the shelf and say, we need it. 50 years ago also you needed it. Yes, you needed it. Gharma hu tha in a meri, bachar hu tha manu se, he's got it in his pocket. Before you enter the masjid, before you enter the khanqah, you must make the arrangements. That the masla is, if you are going to your sheikh's khanqa, you must make arrangement to see that your wife and small children's needs are seen through. You don't need the cell phone to see through the needs from here. You are supposed to see through it before you came inside here. Wal yasa'ka baytuk. And then you haven't become a farishta, my friend. Now I'm holier than thou attitude comes about now. You know, the sheikh is walking in front of the murid, the khas. Khuddama walking behind Hazrat, Hazrat. Yeah? No, that mustn't happen. Who's teaching us that? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wabki ala khatiyati. Think that who you wear, what you wear, and what you do. He said, what wrong I do? Look at your namaz itself, how much of wrong you do in your heart. Where does your mind run? Sit in front of your teacher? Sit in front of this senior policeman in his office and look around here and then see what happens to you after that. You stand in front of Allah Ta'ala, Ali Rajasudu, he knows what's cooking in your mind and heart. And your mind is sometimes you don't even know which rakat namaz you are in. And you say, what wrong did I do? Waqqi ala khatiyati. So it says, Nuskhar na Shaykh, Muttadi, watching his tongue. He is now staying at home, avoiding unnecessary communication people. Ikhtilat ma'al anam, which is an aslul usul. Now, he says, I roza rakhta hoon peer ke din ko, jumairat ko bhi bahut roza rakhta hoon. Ya, roza chodo. Is zaman mein rakhne ki koi zurat bhi nahi hai. Mathani rahmane said that. Kuwa bahut kamzor, zaif hai. Khao, pet bhar ke khao, marji bhar ke mat khao. Khao. Don't overeat. Eat. You are too weak to go on with such mujahada. So say, I do that. No, you don't do that. Nothing wrong. But keep away from people. And that is the most trying thing for the nafs. Keep away from ta'alluqat. Break away from them while you are sick and you need the treatment. Not that you are shunning society. Your sheikh is saying, stay away from everyone. And work on yourself. He's continuing working. Then, summa laqituhu, I met him after a while again. Now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees me is happy. What I was and am now, remember, the more you work on your nafs, your whole system will change. A barakat, a nuraniyat will come into you. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes fabdani. He takes my hands. He makes salam and takes my hands. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives me some wazaif. He said, Uqba, must I not show you something that has been revealed the best that could be revealed in the Torah, the Injil, the Zabur, and the Furqan. He says, Bala, Min, I be sacrificed upon you. What else can I offer besides my life? I'm prepared to give my fidak. I'm prepared to give my life for you, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at the relation between Shaykh and Murid. That's why Hazrat Rahmatullah said, Murid ko apne Shaykh ke saath aisa taluk rakhna chahe aur aisa gumaan rakhna chahe ke mera Shaykh jo hai farishton se bhi aage bada hua hai. फरिश्तों से भी आगे बढ़ा हुआ है शेख कहां फरिश्ता कहां बढ़ता है जहां अल्लाह ने लगाया वहीं लगाया बेचारा वो रोजा रखता है तो रोजा ही रखता है बेचारा तस्बीह लगाता है तस्बीह पढ़ता है ये उनसे भी आगे बढ़ा हुआ है टू सच एन एक्सटेंट ही सेड इफ द शेख इन ब्रॉड डेलाइट वे टू से इट इज नाइट ही मस्ट बी इफेक्टेड इन सच अ वे that he must be convinced that it is night. And he must be able to say, Qasam, Wallah, sitare chhatak rahe hain. Those are the words of my Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. And those are not empty words. Time's run out, actually. I'll just finish with this quickly. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In that time, flying was something ridiculous. You could not even imagine it. Nabi Kareem Sassam goes on Miraj. He comes back, he informs them before he informs his best friend. They take the opportunity now to, they, according to them, to put his brains in his right place. The fellow's gone mad. Like one person once, he was with me. He didn't have his beard. Allah Sazal, Hazrat Barkat, many years back, he kept the beard and he went to Durban. He went to Durban, he was from Durban. His mother says to Gandhi, take your lunch. Pagal ho gaya. Says, young man, you got a beard on your face? So he said, now we can put his senses in the right place. He said, if a man says you this, never, it's impossible. It's ridiculous. And you know who says that? It's your Shaykh. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because of his yaqeen that my Shaykh never speaks a lie, has done the right thing, he said, if he said so, it is so. So when my Hazrat said this, way was speaking out of turn. He was explaining the Shariat. He said, that's why he kept saying to us, jis tasawuf mein Quran na ho, hadith na ho, wo tasawuf hi nahi hai. Agar kisi ka dawa hai ke is ayat mein tasawuf nahi hai, to Quran ki ayat bhi nahi hai. Hamara dawa ye bhi hai. Zahraal. Then he told him, then he taught me, he was holding my hands, look at the shafqat of the Shaykh. He teaches him the three surahs, Qul huwallahu ahad, surah Ikhlas, surah Falak, and Surah Nas. He says, don't ever forget them. Tell me, is it wajib to read this surah? Today we're holding on to these things. That's the norm today. What are you fellows jumping? Kurta pehenkar namaz mein jana? What is this you talking about? They, Nabi Kareem Sassam, is a sahih hadith. Oh, Uqba, don't ever forget these hadiths, this surah. Learn them. And read them every night before you sleep. He was not a mufti like us. He says, after Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught me these surahs, I never forgot them. I never forgot them. And I never slept in any night without reciting them. First, he started with Islam, and then gave his wazaif, and then after that, I met him, summa laqituhu, I met him after some times, and I took his hand again, As-salamu alaykum ya Rasulullah sallam. Then asked him, now that I started, I love you and I love Allah Rasul so much, I want to do things in the best, fadail amal. I want the best way of making it. Amal. He said, my friend, the best amal, now I'm giving ijazat to go and work with the people. Sil man qata'aka. Those people that are against you, your neighbor keeps troubling you, your father-in-law keeps speaking on you, that's the story of his father-in-law and mother-in-law, it's a very old story. But for a salik, it is the shortest way to Allah. The shortest way to Allah. Imam Hanifa rahmatullah, what is our aqeedah regard to him? One of the greatest of this ummah. Have, don't we? Didn't we have his neighbor? What was the neighbor doing with him? Troubled him when he's making ibadah at night. And when one night he didn't trouble him, he didn't get, how did Mari get away? No. What do you mean, who to? What happened to my neighbor? He goes to check on his neighbor. That's how they reach the Silman Qatak. And those that don't want to give you, but they don't give. We went to town, they didn't give towards our masjid. They come and don't give them. It's tit for tat. That's not Islam. And wa'afu man zalamaka. And anyone, someone makes zulm on you, hurts you, but I did nothing. He says, how can you do that to me? That's what Nabi says, when he does things and you did nothing wrong, forgive him. And you know why you forgive him? Wali khud gharzi hai ya? Khud gharzi bhi wahi hai. Hazrat Abu Bakr ka waqia bhool gaye. When the munafiqeen accused Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Allah sent down 18 ayats to prove what a beautiful and angelic woman she is. And one of the culprits was his cousin, Mistah. Hazrat Abu Bakr used to give him his allowances on a regular basis. The love of Allah's Rasul drove him to say, I will never give him under oath. We said, I did it for my Sheikh's sake, I did it for Allah's sake. Arey niya, shariat ko pehle saamne rakho, phir muhabbat ka izhar karo. That was one place, that time the airport wasn't so well made, you could come right up to the doors and take your visit away. All this hadrats, ashiqane, Sheikh, the cars blocking the road. I told Allah, they said, ah man, the people can wait a bit, man. Hadrat didn't come every day. No, that doesn't work. Doesn't work like that. Izhar muhabbat ho, shari hudud mein reh kar. Allah Ta'ala said, don't ever do such a thing. Pay the penalty for a qasam and give him. You know why? You need forgiveness more than him. Ala tuhibbuna an yaghfira Allahu lakum. Don't you want Allah to forgive you? So it's khud gharzi in it. So the whole tarbeeb of the hadith is in this manner, that he met Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There was an open relationship between them. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him the first ta'alim was Islah and Nafs. Raza'il must be removed. Which the Mashayikh Haqqa of Turid are doing. And they should do that. First work on the Islah of the Murid before you give him any Raza'il. You should not give him. Mawlana Tani rahmatullah says, Baaz martaba wazail se dhoka ho jata hai. He thinks I am some great man now. He won't read his fajr namaz, but the mamula the other gave him, he makes sure he reads it. He won't read his qaza for his namaz, but I miss my mamula fajr said, I must read it daily and he reads that. This is ziyati al-Din. He gives him the tartib, keep out of company, after washing your tongue, then make tawbah for your sins. When you regard yourself as a sinner, where will you regard yourself as a farishta after that? Apne aap ko mitao. Apne aap ko mitao. Ab phir uske baad jo hai, aur rang lagna chahiye, wazaib batla diye. Aur wazaib aise, ke kahin tum dhoke mein na jao, ghaflat mein pad jao, such tawheed of Allah must always be there. Qul huwallahu ahad. One of the wazifas of that. And then, when you're going to go to this path, shaitan and many humans are not going to like it. They are going to come after you. Ask Allah to protect you. And shaitan is not going to leave you till you die. Viswas is going to keep at you. And sometimes he'll come to even your wife and talk to her to discourage you, or will come to your husband and discourage you, or your father, your mother, come in different ways. Min shari viswas. So, in the wazaif also, ghaflat se kaam nahi lena chahe, wazaif bhi padho, chokanne hokar, bedar maghzi ke saath, Do it in the right masjid, sit down in the masjid, down. Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Ye masjid to ibadat ke liye waqf hai. If someone comes to start reading namaz, it's haram for you to make loud zikr. You're not allowed to do it. That masjid has been reserved for you. He says, no, he must go read in the back. What haq you've got to put in the back? What? Where did you get the haq from? You put it on the Iran. Some of them are doing it on the, loudspeakers too. Where did you get this thing from? My friends, without following the Shariat, there is no tasawuf. Without following the Quran Hadith, as explained by Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba, there is no tasawuf. We need to keep that in mind. So, you keep all that in mind and make your wazayf, and when the Shaykh sees, mashallah, he's got quite a buff out of Islah then, his nafs is out of Ammara, is gone practically out of Lazama, then he gives me jab, jab, oro mein kaam karo, oro mein kaam karne ne, kaam bada dushwar hai, log aapke dushman ban jayenge, aapke saath muqabla karne khade ho jayenge, silman qata ka. Aur, well, that madrasa will not be given any more donations. They're not in line with our way. Arenya, don't worry about them. Still do this service. Unki bhi khidmat karo. Agar maal gaya, maal se bhi karo. Varna Allah in the eye. Tabligh karte raho unke saath. Nasihat ki baatein karte raho. And if they try to push you away, put you away, don't get your guns out and go and fight with them. Overlook them, make maaf. Allah Ta'ala make me and you true salikin of this tariqah of Rasulullah. It is not tariqah of Awliya Allah, it is a tariqah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He came to teach us this as Allah wanted to teach us. May Allah Ta'ala make this jalsa such that every one of us goes out here prepared to reach Allah Ta'ala and way to come on to the lap of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. من تقرب إليه بالنوافل حديث قدسي الله تعالى says that person not بالفرائض بالنوافل extra عبادات stops all his wrong and starts doing every good that is possible. Remember, the condition is possible. فاتقوا الله ما استطعتم. Then he comes so close to Allah that Allah takes him onto his and he becomes محفوظ. I become his eyes. غلط چیز کو پھر دیکھتا نہیں ہو. آنکھ کسے قبضے میں؟ اللہ کے. زبان کسے قبضے میں؟ اللہ کے. کان کسے قبضے میں؟ اس کی جسم جو ہے اللہ کے قبضے میں آ جاتا, محفوظ ہو جاتا ہے. اللہ تعالی ہمیں اس درجے تک ہر ایک پہنچا دے. وآخر دعوانا الحمدللہ رب العالمین.